Well, we certainly do have a little bit to discuss here, and I don't know how many people will listen to it, but nonetheless, it's pretty significant information that I found out. So let's get started on what's going on. Putting all other things aside that I've been doing in the past, I have come to some realizations that are what you might call significant, but I'm going to have to also be cautious about how I approach this because I don't want to seem too out there or too dramatic or too, what would be the good word? I think you might say too deep into a fantasy type world or something highly unrealistic or maximum conspiracy potential. So, what are we looking at here? There was some terms brought up recently from three sources, if you will. One of the sources was just a video that I saw on Substack. Talked about a religious aspect from the New Testament, where it talks about Jesus and his first disciples were known, which apparently were known as the Way. So I actually looked that up, and sure enough, that's what a number of different websites will back it up as through different things like Wikipedia and so on. And this The Way group of people, what their belief system was is not that they are looking to earn the way into heaven, but more along the lines of heaven is already within them. They are already with God. They don't have to earn their way to him. Which is kind of interesting because if you look at history in the Bible and how it initially discusses things like the Apocrypha, which is books that were taken out of the Bible by the Roman Empire, the Roman Catholic Church, the later editions of the Bible, most of them talk about having to earn your way into heaven, even though Jesus did die for you. Well, that's very interesting because if that's the case, then we have a serious conflict of knowledge regarding who we are as a people, because it would possibly mean that God is already within us. Yes, we are sinners. Yes, Jesus did die for our sins. I get that part. But God is already, we are already part of him. So what does that mean? Well, this is where the segue comes into the second part of this, and this is where Jason Brashears, who I particularly follow for curiosity factor. Take him for whichever direction you wish to. If you don't like him, you don't like him. If you like him, you do. But I listened to one of his podcasts and he talked about there's a what you call a Phoenix event. And this Phoenix event happens, I think what he said was every 150 years or more, maybe. I forget what he said. Maybe it was a 250 years. I don't remember, but anyways, he says that this theoretical Phoenix event is supposed to happen by the 2040s or 2045, somewhere in that time frame. Now, if that's the case, what the Phoenix events does, I'm not too exactly sure, but theoretically, it's supposed to be wiping out or somehow destroying certain parts of the Earth. We don't know for sure. Larger swaths of the Earth, like theoretically, what they're talking about with the boat that Moses built way back in the day, that they then may have discovered that it was somewhere on the eastern side of the Mediterranean Sea. But according to the Apocrypha and some of the Bibles, is they discovered the location of where this flood may have happened, and that would have been the Mediterranean Sea, potentially. If that's the case, but this Phoenix event may even be larger and it may cover all parts of the earth at different times. I don't know. We don't have the facts. But what was talked about was the layers underneath the ground that we don't see, what, you know, right in front of our faces. There are some serious questions about history and the facts, and that our history may be on a hell of a lot shorter than what we are being led to believe through so-called sciences. And the more information that is discovered, the more questions come up saying, Are we really as old as what we say we are? Is the planet as old as what they claim it to be? There's a lot of conspiracy questions going on there, and I'm not disagreeing with that. But I am going to say, why don't we have more answers? With the technology that we have right now, and the military as we know it through their own admission, that the technology they have is at least the maximum, I think, is 50 years advanced beyond what we already know. And then once it gets really old, they start giving it to the general public. So if that's the case, then these guys know a hell of a lot more than what they're allowing us to know here. Is that for the better or for the worse? That's up to you to decide. I'd say it's for the worse, because it means that there's a lot of information that potentially could tell us who we are and where we're coming from and what we are. And then again, you loop this back to what Jesus talked about in the Bible and our connection versus what the books in the Bible and the current Bibles are now sharing with us. That says, wait a minute, what's going on with our history and why are things being manipulated and produced presented to us in such a way that whatever they provide, we agree with, even though there's a high potential that it could be misleading. Then finally, the last part of this discussion, which is also very interesting, is another very young lady who I find very fascinating, and her name is Sabrina Wallace. And she is somebody who talks about a lot about the technology that we have right now and the direction in which things are heading, which are very unsettling. Right now, the artificial intelligence is really hitting at high speed gears. Now, you can take that in any way you want. Most of us don't really pay too much attention to it. We'll wear the wristband, we'll use the cell phone, the flip phone, or the smartphone, doesn't matter what it is, very close to our body. And they say, oh, it's very healthy, it's okay to use that. But the catch here, specifically regarding what she talks about, is that they are moving forward with technology that has this potential to influence us. Now, to explain to you in detail what that means would take a lot of time, and that's just too much. But the title of that particular thought process is, we are giving data through the wearable watch that you can make phone calls with, through the cell phone that we keep next to us, and through all the interactions we do with the AI, we are sharing our entire lives, privacy and public, with the artificial intelligence. And what can that do? Well, at this particular point, folks, it is impossible now to know a deep fake from a real one. Not because of what people are creating on the internet, where you can look at it and you can say, oh yeah, it looks pretty realistic, but you can still tell it's a fake. I'm not talking about the ones that you and I can see. I'm talking about the ones that are so advanced that we think we're looking at a live feed of something going on, like, let's say, the president talking. And then maybe in 10 years, we'll look back at that video and they can say, oh, that wasn't real. That was completely fake. That was all digital. And now all of a sudden I just look up and I said, hey, I asked the AI, if I wanted you to impersonate me and I spent a few hours or even a day training a special AI to mimic my voice in every way possible, could it be done? And the answer was, well, if you only did it for a few minutes, then it could be close, but nowhere near perfect. But if you spent an hour to a day or a few different days training it, an hour each day, the answer is yes, it would imitate me nearly perfectly, almost impossible to find out who you're really talking to, an AI. It would be nearly impossible. And that's something that can be done for free. So folks, we are definitely headed into a very strange new world where artificial intelligence is going to be doing things that we already take for granted. One of those fears I have is the white collar industry, which is mostly computer work. Well, where that could be something that all of a sudden we don't have to do anymore. How many white collar jobs are going to be taken over in the next 6 months to 2 years? I fear many, many, many of them will be removed. So now here's the next thing is Elon Musk said that he feels within a few years, you won't have to work anymore. You may have to, you know, you could choose, do I want to work, do I not want to work? I think a lot of people will want to work just because they'd go bored crazy. But that being said, why am I using this also as part of what happened to us? Well, if you look back at what Jason Brashears looked at in the fossil history and the chronology, which is his specialty of our history, before the dinosaurs, they're finding more human footprints. They're finding things that we used to use back in the day. What he's gaining from this information is that after each Phoenix event, it seems that our world is reborn. Now, how is this possible? I can't get into the details with you about it right now. It's too much to absorb. It's too dense. But to consider the fact that if in 2045, which is right now, we're in 20 more years, if I'm lucky to be alive, which I pray I am, because I would love to see my son have his own child, get married, to be happy, I would love that. If that's the case, then I will see this and be witness to this Phoenix event and be part of it. And maybe it'll be a lethal event. Maybe it won't be. I don't know. But if it is what they're suggesting it is and what history is suggesting it might be, we're approaching that right now. And here's the catch. Right now, this AI is coming in hard and fast. The very wealthy people are trying to take over more and more and more control. They are also building a lot of bunkers underground more and more and more. They're trying to build cities underground more and more. And people have no real idea what they're doing unless you find the right people to give you this information, which is not easy to do. You have to spend the time looking around on the internet. And sometimes it's, where do you look? Well, that's the hard part. You have to keep looking and researching it. And what is a lot of the conspiracy now saying, well, there's already cities underground. There's already industry underground. There's a lot of things going on that people like you and I don't have any idea about. Is it conspiracy? Absolutely. Can you prove it? There are so many things that, you know, when you look at a place that says, hey, Elon Musk is now creating roads underground, and it's called, a company's called a boring company. How ironic is that name play? Why would he have a boring company? What's going on with that? So there's a lot of questions. And then it's also, why are we in so much debt and we keep going further and further and further into debt? What's going on with that? It's as if they don't care how much debt we're in. 20 years from now, it may not even matter. If we have another Phoenix event, all the debt is wiped out. So they keep going forward. Maybe they don't care because they know at some point it's going to be wiped out. And then they all go underground and they restart civilization again. And the newest form of the civilization has no idea of the history. I'm not saying I'm right, but I'm saying this is a very curious thing to think about, is where are we from? And was Jesus right? Yes, he was right. But here's the final twist to this whole thing. Are we just people going through the daily activity in our lives? Or are we a spiritual being in a physical body? Well, if these guys in technology keep attacking our body because they want to go deeper and deeper and want to know more and more and more about us, that tells me that there's something about us as humans that they want full control over, and they can't seem to get it yet. Curious factor there, isn't it? All right, folks, so that's enough for this particular one. This is very interesting, and hopefully I'll have more about these types of discussions coming up soon. The science, the chronology, the history of the planet, and where we're going with politics and where we're going with other things as well. Not so much remote viewing anymore, because that's entertainment, but it doesn't really teach anything, and I'd rather start teaching things. So that's what we're doing now. All right, folks, thanks for listening, and we'll talk with you guys in the next one.